Greetings, y'all. Be blessed. Today, I'm going to talk about perspective. And this is not going to be a long podcast. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. But it was something that I thought about, or not thought about, but wanted to speak on for a while. And I thought this was a good time to speak on it. So we're on this planet. We all have our own perspectives. And everyone's perspective is literally different. And that's one of the best things about, you know, humanity is, although we are all essentially one, and by that I mean one God, one love, one heartbeat, or that's my perspective, but we all have our own perspectives, and it's important to be able to see another person's perspectives, because it actually is kind of like the key to a successful relationship. So what is perspective? Well, perspective is a point of view. It's like a particular attitude towards something, or the way somebody perceives something. And we all have a different perspective, as I said earlier. And with our perspectives, we view the world in a very unique way. So no one can see how I see the world, but yet I can't see how someone else sees the world. And I think that is so cool, because we have different forms of art, and that is someone kind of inviting us into their perspective the best that they can, by letting us feel, see, or understand how they perceive life, or how they perceive something in general. Now, the key to a successful relationship lies solely in our ability to take on a perspective of another person. So being able to look at things from another viewpoint other than our own is very important. And with this, we become very mindful, compassionate, and even empathic towards other people. When you do this, you are perspective taking, which communicates that you actually care and understand about someone's feelings, thoughts, and even their needs. Now, the importance of perspective is it's very important. Let's just say that it is important to understand different perspectives, because once you are able to view an issue or situation both from another perspective and your own perspective, it makes things a lot easier to navigate. So let's say you can find solutions a lot faster to a problem when you put your mind together with someone else's mind. Viewing a situation or issue from your perspective and another person's perspective, all right, then you guys kind of combined your brains. So just imagine two people sitting there, and they have this mental connection, because one of them chose to see things from their own perspective, but also the other person's perspective. Then they're able to come up with a solution, a beneficial solution that can help the situation or even alleviate the situation. All right, so how do we view or see someone's perspective? To do this, we have to consider someone's thoughts, feelings, motivation, and intentions. Now, this isn't easy, but it isn't hard. It's however you make it out to be. Now, if you're able to view someone's thoughts, right? And by view, I mean you take their thoughts, what they're saying, into your mind, you view it, and then you take their feelings. How do they feel about the subject that they're talking about, or what they're perceiving, right? Then you take their motivation behind it and their intentions. Now, this is a key. When I say intentions, if their intent isn't bad, then you should be able to, you know, sense that. Meaning that if they're not coming from a place of spite or coming in a negative way, and they have pure good intentions, then obviously their perspective is in their head isn't wrong. So you should be able to view it and accept it. Now, most people come with and from good intentions. Not everybody has a negative, you know, intent towards anything. Most people do have good intentions. And with this, we just kind of want to remember ultimately that in order to really successfully take on a person's perspective or perspective taking, we have to keep God as a center. And this is my perspective, but God is omnipresent, meaning God's perspective is omnipresent. And omnipresence is wide. It's a widespread. It means it's present everywhere at the same time. And to think about this, let's just view us all like a story, like a book. So humanity, Earth right now, everything that's happening on the earth is just like a book. Somebody is reading that book or viewing that book, and that is God. God is looking at the book that is our world, right? Now, also take it one step further. He's the creator of that book, the author of that book, because as we know in Genesis, and y'all can go read it, he created everything. So if you think about his perspective, how, if we have, and we're not, I'm not saying we're God or nothing like that, but if we take on God's perspective, his omnipresent eyesight, and we view things from his perspective, how would he move or handle a situation? You could also think of this as like, what would Jesus do? I know y'all heard that saying before. What would Jesus do? What would he literally do? And that is how you take on God's perspective. Now, I'm not telling anybody that they're God or that they should view things like a God. No, I'm not saying that. However, handling certain situations does take delicacy. And the only way to do that is to view it as if how Jesus Christ would view it in order to handle it and address it correctly. Now, the way to do this is literally to just ask God for his perspective. And I've done this in the past, and he is very faithful to show you how he views things, or how he, you know, his perspective of things. And, you know, you get these through like little downloads. If y'all know what that is, you know what that is. But you literally just ask God. I say ask God for his omnipresent eyesight within your heart. And he'll be very faithful to show you that. Especially if you're on a good track with him, he got you. But anyway, that was my little quick pod on perspective. Just remember, everyone has their own perspective. Everyone is entitled to their own perspective, and it doesn't make it right or wrong, because at the end of the day, we're all humans. We're just on this earth to do what we got to do. Doesn't mean we're here to do anything, you know, not spectacular. Spectacular, that's on your perspective. What someone is doing, you may consider spectacular, or you may not, and that's completely okay, because that is your perspective. That's how you perceive it. And that's just, I just wanted to come on here and just reaffirm that it's 100% okay to view something, you know, with your own perspective, your own two eyes. That makes you unique. And I use myself as an example. And even this podcast, there's people that view it and they're like, okay, well, why are you doing that? And then there's other people that are like, wow, that's great. I'm really glad you're doing this. And that's, you know, two different perspectives. But my perspective is I'm just here to help and, you know, share my journey, my spiritual journey, my just journey in life, and, you know, how I perceive the world, or how what's going on in my realm or my perspective. And I just kind of want to share that with you guys. So whoever is out there that's having a hard time with understanding perspective, just remember that it's kind of hard to understand a person's perspective. I'm not going to lie. However, you have to take the initiative to really try to. And when you try, you know, you'll develop the skill level to actually be able to take on another person's perspective. And trust me, it'll help a lot in life, especially because when you are faced with the real world, and by the real world, I mean the outside world, everyone out there, everything that's going on, it's going to be beneficial to understand other perspectives. Otherwise, you will get swooped into a world of chaos and nonsense. And trust me, you don't want that. So by God's grace and mercy, I hope you all learn something, at least about someone else's perspective, or I hope this helps you be able to understand another person's perspective. Be blessed and stay safe, y'all.